Kind of mixed feelings. On the one hand, I'm kind of sad to see it go. I knew it employed a lot of people. I know it was an American icon, and I know it was an innovator in a lot of ways for a lot of its history. But you know, recently you could tell that there was a slide going on, or that there was something else going on. If you went to the Sears at the local mall here, you could see over the last 5 or 7 years that things just weren't going right. The stock that they had on the shelves wasn't that great. The store kept getting more bare as you went, each time you went in, until finally there was a point where I just didn't even bother to go in anymore because you just knew they wouldn't have what you needed.
What happened to Sears?
That's a really good question. On the one hand, it was a little bit behind when it comes to some of the retailing trends. And so Amazon caught a lot of people by surprise. There were some other things that went on. There are some demographic changes going on. But the other thing that might be going on is Eddie Lampert, its current CEO, is a controversial figure in the business world. He originally had the idea to buy Sears and thought he could turn it around, but he didn't have any background in retail, and he didn't have any idea how you could like streamline Sears' online presence, which is a big deal now. And so there are people that said just because he didn't know that really wasn't his intention, that his intention was to come in and strip Sears of its assets and enrich himself.
It's kind of been the way of America lately, hasn't it?
You can certainly get that impression. The problem is that this happens to coincide with another possible explanation that Sears was just simply inefficient and had to die off. And that's, you know, when you have changes in technology or changes in demographics or changes in the wider world, these things kill off firms that either don't keep up or who are producing an outmoded product, for example. I mean, you don't see too many carriage makers around anymore just because the car emerged. And so you have the same sort of problem in terms of Sears and how you get consumer products to consumers. People aren't driving much to the malls anymore, partially because there's fewer of them and partially because over the last 40 or 50 years, there's been a definite change in terms of the distribution of income, more towards the poles. So you have some people that are very, very wealthy. You get a lot of people that are a lot more poor. And so that hollowed out the middle class, which is basically Sears' customer base.
Now, going back to the mall recently lost another anchor store in Yonkers. They've now lost Sears. You've briefly just mentioned this about the mall. What kind of future does the Southern Hills Mall have in your eyes?
Not a very bright one. Two of the three anchor stores are gone, and JCPenney's not in good financial shape either right now. They've closed several hundred stores over the past couple of years, and so I don't see them maintaining a presence very much. And so once all three anchor stores are gone, then I don't see much of a future for the Southern Hills Mall, and it will have to be, you know, repurposed somehow, and I'm not sure what that's going to be. The problem is, or one of the problems is there's a huge amount of infrastructure there in terms of utility lines and things like that that go in, and so, you know, what do you do with that? You just don't want to let that sit around for a long time. And that also means there are other implications as a result of those stores leaving and a decrease in mall traffic that isn't necessarily picked up by other retailers. And that means a decline in tax revenues for the city.
So it kind of all goes together, doesn't it?
The knock-on effects are something that people often, you know, miss. And so I use an example in some of my classes, and if you think about this, then it makes kind of sense. You know, if you think about what the housing bubble does or did, and back in, you know, to the run up to 2008, it begins to inflate property values. Well, cities can look at that and say they can make the assumption, a very human one, that this sort of inflation is permanent, and so as a result, they find that they can maintain or increase their tax revenues by cutting taxes. But that's an extraordinary environment, and it doesn't usually work that way. And so what ends up happening is all of a sudden, when the bubble bursts and those property values crater or crash, then city tax revenues crater and crash. And so cities find after a while that, and counties and other local tax authorities find that they can't finance the services that they need to finance. And so there has to be service cutbacks because so many of those places are operating under balanced budget amendments.
We could probably talk to you for hours about this topic, right?
Yes.
Now, going back to the Southern Hills Mall, what do you think can be done? And I know you mentioned people shopping online. When people go out there, they do see people. there's foot traffic out there.
And partially that has to do with people probably just needing to get out of the house sometimes during the winter and going to a sheltered place. That's one of the that's one of the reasons why malls ended up killing off a lot of downtown shopping areas, as people found that it was a more comfortable, climate-controlled environment, and they didn't have to deal with snow, wind, whatever. And so some of the first things that ended up happening, it's not particularly surprising that some of the first totally enclosed indoor mall was in Minneapolis, built in 1956. And it was to get rid of the weather. And once that trend begins, then you begin to hollow out the downtown areas, and people begin to shop at the malls. And so that followed the population away from the downtown areas after World War II. So you built the suburbs, those people are going to demand amenities, they're going to be having, so right, I mean, you know, 50s and 60s, it's what we consider to be the boom time in America. And so the income follows, and so the stores follow, they just take a different form. And now the demographics are changing again. That generation is dying off. The new generation is smaller and poorer, actually, because of the distribution of income that's happened over the past 50 years. And one of the things that ends up happening is they don't feel like they want to shop that way anymore because of the advent of e-commerce. So Amazon emerges and basically kills off the mall.